Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. For Boone County grain farmer Russell Schwenke in northern Kentucky, the annual State Commodity Conference Yield Contest is how he met other producers and got involved with the Kentucky Corn Growers Association.
From northern tip to the western edge is a long distance apart, and by the yield contest, you get to meet people from across the state and compare notes and see how they accomplished what they did. Share what you accomplished.
Schwenke is corn grower president this year, looking forward to the January 16 commodity conference at the Sloan Convention Center in Bowling Green. Back to that yield competition.
Oh, yeah, we've won the state corn yield contest. Oh, I can't remember. Six times, I think it is, over the years. We've placed first place in the national contest three times and placed second three times. My brother and I, and my father before, that's our livelihood, so that's why we go at it.
One conference feature on the 16th will be the market update with nationally known analyst Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing. Also on tap, UK Extension Professor Todd Davis, most recently crop analyst with the American Farm Bureau. After several strong market years, Russell Schwenke says some questions loom for the coming season.
The weather and the crop size is the big fly in the ointment for next year. And like I said, we don't have the big, no forward contracts going in to carry into the 15th season. It's going to be a little more challenging coming up.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. We're talking about corn and the family farmers who grow it. Sandy from San Diego.
Farmers, it's big corporations that grow corn, isn't it?
Not so. More than 90% of America's corn crop is grown on family farms. Louis from Louisville.
Family corn farms still exist?
Yes, sir. In fact, America's family farmers are the most productive in the world, growing 20% more corn than any other nation. Gotta go. Discover how innovation is growing at cornfarmerscoalition.org.
A message from the Kentucky Corn Growers Association.
At the January 16th Commodity Conference in Bowling Green, keynote luncheon speaker will be Kentucky native Mary Shellman, director of the Agribusiness Program at Harvard Business School. Corn grower president Russell Schwenke feels the current mood of grain growers is optimistic but realistic.
Yes, on the most part, people are. Everybody's concerned, of course, and watching, but farmers are still pretty fair shape because we've had 5 years of decent prices and made some money.
One sign of that realistic approach, he says, is a slower rate of input purchases thus far, for example, with fertilizer.
No one knows. They think it might go down lower because they're not going to plant as much. And on a general outlook, I think everybody's kind of in limbo, trying to figure out where they're going to start for next year.
Another conference feature is a forum for Commissioner of Agriculture candidates, the Kentucky Commodity Conference, January 16th. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.